Rashi says in the pasuk Shnei Chayei Torah, says Rashi Kulan Shavim LaToiva. What's that Kulan Shavim LaToiva? So the Yisod, it's machalik between what's the oimik ha'hevd la'havdala chiluk between Olam Hazeh and Olam Saruchnim. You know the famous Medrash. Medrash says Emes Oimer Emes Oma Al Yivro Shekulay Sheker. What does that mean? It means the Olam Hazeh is the Olam of Hishtanus. Emes means the Vilkin Hishtanus. And even with Emes, there's no change. It's consistent, mamish, on along the straight line. Never goes crooked. Emes is the first letter of Aleph, base Aleph, the middle, and the soft. Goes straight, mamish, in a straight line. The Olam Hazeh is the Olam of Hishtanus. And that's why it's the opposite of the Olam Ruchni. The Olam Ruchni is that the Imam and Munish Lema, Shazoy Satoy Lotei Machlef. Nothing's changed. In Ruchni, nothing's changed. In Gashmi, the whole time a person's changing. A person's changing never gets anywhere. But not from Lana Teras Emes, the Chai Oilam. If you have Teras Emes, then you get the Chai Oilam. Then you get somewhere. When I was young once, my father, we took a boat from England and we wanted to get to France. Not such a long journey. From a part of England to France, we were driving for hours and hours and hours, we weren't getting anywhere. And we realized we were going much round and round and round and round in circles. We didn't get anywhere. And it's a pelvic marshal. Hashem says everything is a marshal in Rabbeinu Hashem. Olam Hazeh is the same thing. People can, if they think they're going somewhere, get to the end of their life, they realize that all their lives they're going round and round in circles, they didn't get anywhere. Because Ruchni is the straight, Aleph men soft. Doiva Emes Lvovai. And that could be a tremendous kilkel in a person. You see, Olam Hazeh, fashions change, everything changes. Of a person who stays the ruchni, clings to the Olam Hazeh, is like somebody who's tied to a rope. In other words, you don't want a guy to go for krochen, so then you attach him to a rope, like you attach a dog, attach him to a rope that you can go running. And as soon as you press the button, he comes, all the rope pulls him back. Bali throws on a rope. Yaakov chevel nachalosai. Chevel is a rope. In other words, Rabban Shalom sends us down to this world. But Rabban Shalom says, don't worry, now I'm sending you down to a world where it's easy to get a krochen. But nevertheless, I'm holding on to you. if we feel that Rabban Shalom is holding on to us, so then a person can't go for krochen. It's a very, very important lesson, a lesson in life. I heard from a Rob in Antwerp. He said, what was the difference between the Teres of Hashem and the Haskalah, the Enlightenment movement? Both came out at the same time. The Ebishter sent down the Neshama, the Baal Shem Tov, in order to combat the Haskalah. So he said the difference between how they were both new paths. They seemed to be both changes, both new. So the difference is, he says that the Derech Baal Shem Tov was staying in the same place, but digging deeper and deeper vertically. Haskalah was changing places. It was looking around horizontally to see what's going on around us. But Teres of Hashem is Kulei Chiddush, but it's Kulei Chiddush within the same square tefillin that are black. But within that, you're going deeper and deeper. That's the Nakuda. The deeper you go in the existing emes that we have, the stronger you're clinging on to, and the stronger you're holding on to. So Faket, or Teres of Hashem, just makes a person, Zimi Sator just makes a person hold on to the same place by understanding it deeper. Of the Haskalah, and the Chalal Olam Hazeh just pushes the person today like this, tomorrow like that. Like a person setting off, today decides he's going to Bnei Brak, tomorrow he decides he's going to Netanya. So he's setting off the path, he keeps on changing route, he won't get anywhere, because he keeps on changing his destination. That's the Nekuda of Olam Hazeh. That's Shat Shnei Chayei Torah. The Sfasemis says that Kunam Shovim L'Tzoyva means that her life is one long chain of Avodas Hashem. There's no Ishtanus. There's no Ishtanus when a person gets to the end of his life and he sees how Mamish every step of his life is heading and heading in a straight line, and then he looks back and he sees, whoa, I didn't dream I could get so far. The person just goes straight, 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 straight. Wow! It's at the end of Sarah's life, the Torah is made that she mamish went in a straight line of Kulon Shavim L'Tzoyva. She didn't live in an Olam Hazedika life. Olam Hazedika life is an Olam Hazed where there's summer and there's winter and there's autumn and there's spring and there's different climates and there's changing climates and people's moods change, the weather outside, everything's cooler changing. But her life was a life of Kulon Shavim L'Tzoyva. That's what we all have to strive for. To have a life of Kulei Shavim L'Tzoyva, where every day we get up and we say, ah, Rabban Shalom, another day, Rabban Shalom, staying on the same path. Today I want to understand the same existing path a bit deeper. I want to go on a bit. I want to learn another daf. I want to do another perek in Mishnayos. I want to go on, but I'm going on in the same path, and I'm getting closer and closer. The person gets to towards the end of his life, and he sees how far he's got. He's finished Shas 10 times. He's finished Shas the Mishnah 50 times. He realizes suddenly how he's mamish going on the same path, and it was all accumulating. And then a person goes away. Porcha neshmasa amena misa b'nashika like Sarah in the beginning of Kula and Shavu'ot.